Sometimes, as I'm sitting here in Vrindavan, I asked myself, does Krishna see my efforts? Does he care for such an insignificant and, let me say, useless person? I've seen this question in many sincere practitioners of bhakti. The answer is yes, Krishna is very eager for the company of every one of us. There is a very nice description of this in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Here we find Lord Narayan welcoming Gop Kumar, who has just made a long, long journey to his divine abode. Narayan says, I was looking down the path, studying whether or not you were come. A long time passed, and I saw you didn't even show an interest in the chanting of the holy name. There was no sign from you that you would look towards me and want at all to come to me. So finally, I did something. I couldn't break my timeless laws that I don't interfere with the spiritual progress and the desires of anyone. But I sent a great soul. I actually became your spiritual master. And then you took the mantra and you started your journey. Now I'm very happy. You have come, you have come. Please stay here with me. So we know that Gop Kumar stayed for some time, but the yearning of his heart was not fully satisfied in Vaikuntha, where Narayan is the Lord. He wanted to go to Braj, to Vrindavan, where the eternally playful Krishna is exchanging in sublime relationships of love with his many devotees. So after some time in the book, his arrival in Vrindavan is described and his first meeting with Krishna. He sees Krishna coming from the distance with the cows. Krishna is surrounded by a cloud of dust which has been raised by the cow hooves. Some of the powerful demigods dive down to get this dust, which is mixed with the dust from Krishna's lotus feet. There is a happy laughter and the flute plays of many gopas. All of a sudden, Krishna becomes aware of Gop Kumar, who approaches from the distance. As soon as he sees him, he runs, he breaks free from all the cows and the cowherd boys, and he finally embraces Gop Kumar, and then, overwhelmed with feelings of excitement and love, he goes down to the ground and muddies the ground with his ecstatic tears upon the arrival of his dear friend. So this overwhelming joy is the sign of Krishna's character. It shows that he very much cares for each one and is very happy, in fact, most happy about the tiniest sign of spiritual life. And then when one becomes mature and ready for a meeting, then Krishna is full of joy. Meetings with Krishna, or an experience of Krishna, at first is very brief. It's described like a dream. The devotee does not know, was it a dream? It was just better than anything I have seen or experienced so far. And then the meetings and experiences can become longer, where there is an exchange of words and embraces, etc. And then there is the final entering into the pastime. Yes, so Krishna cares.